You are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Are you ready?
Stand by in one.
I invite you to let this be your moment.
Ready, mic one. Cue tape. And roll.
Make this your moment. Look back at this day and say, this is a day when something happened that really mattered in my life.
And we're live. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Coffee with Kim. I am here to journey with you to a new day, a new moment. I believe God has led you to this moment and this place because He is about to bring purpose and potential to your story. He is about to show you how your story can touch the lives of others while bringing glory to Him. It's not too late. Today, this moment can be the start of the best rest of your life. So join thousands of women from all around the globe who have discovered how powerful their stories become once Christ touches them with His purpose. Don't you long to make this same discovery? Then grab your coffee, scoot in, and join me as we let God's Word reveal how every part of your past has been preparing you for this very moment. Well, hello there, and welcome again to Coffee with Kim. This is Kim Crable. I'm your host for the next few minutes, and we have a great thing to talk about today, friendship. Friendship. Do you know there's a Harvard study that says one of the greatest diseases, and they call it disease, among our nation today is loneliness? We are a lonely group of people. And even though on our phones it says we have so many friends and we have all these connections and we're linked in there and we have this, it's a facade. It's a facade if we don't really have those people who truly know us. And not just the best part of us and not just the good things about us, but I mean know us, that know how we hurt, that know our fears, that know that some mornings we don't want to get out of bed and know what our triggers are that can really hurt our feelings. Who do you have in your life that's like that? Who right now, if I were to say, call your best friend, the one who knows you inside out, upside down, around and around and around, who would you call? Oh, gosh, for years I didn't have anybody. And you know what? If you're like that right now and you're saying there is no one, let's change that today. Today could be truly a step in the right direction to finding, gaining one of the most important things in your life, a true friend. You know, as human beings, we can become so busy, can't we? Too busy, way too busy with our jobs and our family and, gosh, all the chores, the to-do list, our daily activities, and we neglect one of the most important aspects of our life, having that friend that knows us inside out, upside down and around and around. The relationships that develop over time that hold that very special place in our heart and that society, and you know it, is beginning to ignore more and more and more. As a matter of fact, there's so many ways that are even standing in the way of true friendships. You know, being online, and these aren't true face-to-face friendships, are they? And quite honestly, it causes us to long for the relationship that other people maybe think that we have, that deep in our heart we wish we had. Well, let's quit wishing today, and let's start walking toward that. Who's with me? Gosh, I need friends in my life. I need those people who know me inside and out. I need a rescue crew that I can call on before I need the rescue crew. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
You know, friends are like those family members that we choose to allow to keep in our lives, to hang around all the time, whenever it's good or whenever it's bad, whenever we need someone, whenever we just need someone to laugh with. From our first childhood friend to those lifelong friends that we have known for decades, friends are our treasures that can bring us, oh gosh, bring so much into our lives. Don't you agree? I mean, think about the last time you just giggled with a friend, last time you sat and listened to a friend cry, the last time that you received a phone call that said, I didn't know who else to call. I mean, that just warms me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet, just with that one thought, to have someone that would think about me to call when they needed someone that they could trust. But, you know, those friendships are developed and they take time. Aristotle, the great philosopher, said, in poverty and in other misfortunes of life, true friendships are our sure refuge. Who is your refuge this morning? Who do you run to? And who runs to you? Wow, that's a pretty strong thought, isn't it? Aren't you glad you tuned in today? Aren't you ready to share maybe some of your friendships? And aren't you ready to take your friendships to a deeper level? You know, that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to go beyond friendships that just where we just are perceived to having it all together, that life is perfect. God wants us to have those friendships that go deeper. I don't know. In my life, I want to have those friends who I want to look beyond the money and success and status of other people. I want to go to where they really know me, like Proverbs 12:26 talks about, or 1 Corinthians 15:33. Those people who really know me, that I've chosen wisely. I want to have those friends who share with me laughter and joy and honesty, really all the things that we hear in the Bible, we read in the Bible, of Galatians 5:22-23. Those people who bring love and joy and peace, perseverance and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness into my life. And yes, I even want those friends that the Bible talks about in Proverbs 27:5-6, those with a gentle rebuke, those who will look at me and say, Kim, are you sure? I'm not sure that that's the right choice. Those who the Bible talks about in Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpening iron. Well, I've talked a lot this morning about friendship already, and I bet many of you are already going, yes, that's what I long for. That's what I want. If that's the case, then that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about taking the time to find those supportive, honest people in our lives that can make a huge difference in our overall happiness and in their happiness by fostering friendships that go beyond the surface and challenge ourselves to take the time and the energy to build the relationships that matter. So today, to talk about this incredible, wonderful, challenging subject, I have invited one of my dear friends on, who our friendship has developed over the past years, that has taught me a lot about friendship. Her name is Lassie. Lassie, my great friend, welcome to Coffee with Kim. I'm so delighted to have you with me this morning. Good morning, Lassie.
Good morning, Miss Kim. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you know how much I love you. And, you know, we have a common theme a little bit. We both are Southern girls who found ourselves transplanted into the Baltimore, the northern area. And we had to really discover friendships all over again, didn't we, Lassie?
Oh, absolutely. I only knew one person when I moved here at the end of 1996.
1996. Tell me, how did that feel? Because we have friends who are listening today that have just moved. But you know what? We have friends who have lived in the same place all their lives and still don't feel that they have that friend. What did that feel like to you? I know in my life, I said when I first moved here, I felt like I could walk through the grocery stores naked and no one would recognize me. No one would know me because they didn't know who I was, and that was kind of a strange kind of feeling. But how did it feel to you to move into an area and not have those who knew you?
Well, if, just like you said, the grocery store, that's a great example, because being from a place like Georgia, everywhere
yes.
you go all day long, you know 15 or 20 people, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
And so so when I moved here, it was a work situation. I was young, 100% career-driven. I had not met my husband yet, so I was single, living on St. Simons down in Georgia. And
yeah.
everybody on the radios, that's the first thing they're going to say is, what in the world did you leave a nice warm island to come to Baltimore? But I love it, and I would not want to be anywhere else. I love it so much.
Yeah.
But I knew one person from the acquisition team between the two companies that I was working with. And it was a guy. It wasn't a girl even. And that was what scared me the most, was how am I going to make girlfriends? Like, I'll always have my friends from high school and Georgia and college, but girlfriends are so important. So when I was thinking about this a minute or two ago, you're going to laugh when I tell you where I met my very first girlfriend in the Baltimore area. I was at work, you know, trying to prove myself, doing my thing. And
yes.
I got there one morning and I went into the little kitchen and I was fixing myself a cup of coffee.
Of course you were.
And I met my first friend, Krista, and she was fixing herself a cup of coffee too. And hopefully all the listeners know that reference. But I just think that's very ironic.
Well, it is. And for our friends who are listening who maybe don't know that, coffee is actually what the small groups that I and those in the ministry, which Lassie is a leader in, we develop groups to create friendships like we're talking about, and we call them coffee groups because that goes back to how I actually began when I kind of outed myself as saying to people, hey, I'm not who you think I am. I'm not Little Miss Perfect. I'm not Little Miss Social. I'm not Little Miss Happy all the time. I'm actually dealing with depression. I'm actually having anxiety attacks. I'm actually dealing with eating problems. So I began an eating disorder. So I that's how I began finding myself and true friends, is by having people over for coffee. And then when we moved to Baltimore, I decided to call these groups, because I was starting all over, coffee groups, because that's how it began with me. But this time, coffee actually stands for something: conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. So amazing. And I didn't know that story, that it did. So much can happen over a cup of coffee. So that's a great story, Lassie. So we hear through, through our TV shows, through everything around us. I mean, we think about Lucy and Ethel and Thelma and Louise and, you know, Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, and Charlotte, you know, all these, you know, and we watch them on TV and we long for those type of friendships. Lassie, tell me, what does friendship look like to you? What is the most important thing? And, you know, and I know I'm putting you on the spot. For those who are listening, we're just having a conversation and I'm just asking questions that were not prearranged, but I know Lassie, and I know she is the epitome of being a friend. So from your perspective, what makes a good friend? What does friendship mean to you?
Well, first of all, thank you. That's a huge compliment that you think that I'm a good friend.
Well, you are.
One of the things I think of, and you're right, I had not heard that question before. The first thing I thought of, what does a true friend mean? It means no makeup and a ponytail on top of your head. It's, because one of the first words that comes to mind is acceptance.
Yeah.
And that it's not just a social event when you're together with a friend. Sometimes it is. And I think it's just as important to be just as authentic in the middle of a social event where you have on fancy shoes and nice jewelry. But it's also those moments where you can just be so real and don't feel like you have to have on your mascara. So I think it's acceptance and it's being open. And even before we get any further in this conversation, I just want to say that my faith has grown so much in the past 4 years, whenever I met you and started in coffee. So I believe that building my friendship, the Lord, has helped me build my friendships with my friends that already existed, and it's helping me reach out and make new friends because he's just giving me so much more confidence and reassurance that my openness and kindness and acceptance, it helps build those friendships. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I love that. And we're going to get back to that because I think that all through our coffees, we talk about exactly what you're talking about, that the more we feel accepted and loved and worthy, then we can look out and let God's worthiness pass through us and extend it to those around us. So we kind of lose our inhibitions when we realize the hurt and the pain and the loneliness that's going on around us. But we must first I believe that we must first feel that loneliness to really extend compassion in that way. Do you, Leslie, like when you came here, did that make you a better friend, not having them all around you? Did that cause you to, I know with me it did, it caused me to really evaluate what I needed to do to create the friendships that I had, that I left, that I had learned that I could not survive without. I really depend on my friends. I need my friends. So do you feel like that little juncture and not having those friends created something in you that helped develop you as the friend that you are now?
Well, maybe. I don't want it to seem like, I don't feel like I was having to try really hard. I knew I just needed to be myself. And moreover, that was probably the most important thing to me now that I think about it, is just be me. Don't move here and try to change and become someone else just in order to make friends. Because I think we go through, we probably go through points like that in our life. Every time you go to something new, like when you go from, if you have to move from one school to another school, young girls might think that they have to, or, maybe if they had a specific reputation or something that happened in their previous school and they change schools, they think, okay, I have to be somebody completely different so they'll like me. And it's just so dangerous. I mean, it's okay if you need to make changes within your heart. Obviously, that's a good idea. But feeling like you have to be someone different or change who you are just in order to make friends is, I feel like that's dangerous.
Absolutely. And I guess, and this is what I saw with my boys, is I felt like with me, I realized that I had to be my most authentic self. All of a sudden I could not walk. And this is what I told my boys, in the past, you walked into school and everyone knew you. They knew who you were. They knew what you were about. They knew what you liked. You don't have that luxury now. Now you have to move beyond your comfort zone to express yourself in a different way. You have to lose your inhibitions. You have to cross the barrier of fear of, well, what if they don't like me, to, well, maybe they will. And to me, it was a whole new growth spurt in finding who I really was, not becoming someone else, but discovering. And that's what I told the boys. Look at this as a great discovery of, this is who I am. I don't have to live in fear that maybe someone won't accept me. Maybe they're looking for a friend too. So for me, it helped me to discover who I really was and how God had equipped me to be, like you were talking about, I was more confident and more courageous because I so needed friends. So I guess it's like putting yourself out there a little bit more, having the authenticity to just say, okay, well, this is me. Bring out the daredevil in you just a little bit to go, well, you know, I hope that they like me, but it's a starting point, you know, and because I am who I am. We have a caller that's already on that I want to go ahead and take, Lassie, because we have in the last few weeks I haven't been able to take many callers. So because this is such an important discussion, I'm so excited. And I will tell other people right now, if they would like to call, the number is 347-324-5246. If you'd like to speak or ask a question to Lassie or myself, then you can press 1 and you'll go into a virtual green room. And we can't wait to talk to you. But we're going to take this caller, Lassie, and then I want to come back and talk to you about how did you begin developing the friendships that you have now. What were some of the things that you began to do? We'll go there in just a minute. Let's go to our first caller, caller 0204. Welcome to Coffee with Kim. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from this morning.
Good morning. This is Debbie from Texas, and I just want to say hello, Lassie. Hello,
hey,
Kim.
Hey, Debbie.
Hey, I met both of you amazing young women through coffee, conversations of friends of faith to encourage and equip. And I'm just honored to be able to reach out and say good morning to both of you. And I just wanted to share, Lassie, when, you know, you and I met, and everything you're saying this morning just really hit home to me because I know I have a same situation where, you know, I had friends but not close friends, but it wasn't until I started attending coffee with different women from across the country, different ages, different denominations, that my relationship with the Lord grew. And it took me to admit this and to accept it and come in my brokenness that, you know what, I wasn't at a point that I truly could love myself in a way that I could step out to meet others. And that's what a relationship with Jesus Christ and all my brokenness has given me. Because just like with our friends, and I guess I didn't get this, and I've been a Christian all my life, but I never got it until I started attending our coffee meetings, is that, you know what, I didn't have to be perfect with God. I didn't have to, you know, I hadn't made so many mistakes and become such a mess that he couldn't use me. When I got that straight and I put it all at his feet and he says, you know what, girl, I can use you. I can use you in all of those mess ups. Just come to me. And that's when my life changed. And I can thank both of you for that.
I remember the first time we met, Debbie, in Texas. I had come in to do a speaking engagement, and you know, isn't it amazing how we can look at each other? And this is for Lassie as well. We can look at each other and think, well, that person has never had a problem in their life. Move on to the next person that may need a friend or something. And I guess that goes back to what I discovered when I moved to Baltimore, is that, you know, you have to dig deeper into who you are to be able to extend yourself, to have the type of the friendships that really are a refuge. And I think that's such a misconception. And I feel like that there are so many men and women and boys and girls who maybe are even listening today, that people around you don't know who you are, and you are hiding, disclosing the best part of who you are because of the fear of rejection. And that is one thing that, Debbie, you and I had to face as we were becoming friends, and definitely Lassie and I as we moved into a new area, that you discover within yourself when you really get to the point where you're so lonely that you just want someone who really knows you. And I'll never forget my coming to this
decision 27 years ago, that you just get to the point to, I remember getting to the point to saying, well, even if I did find the courage to share who I am really, and they don't accept me, well, at least I know that they know me and they don't like me, because as it is right now, they don't even, they're not even liking the real person because they don't know the real me. Does any of that I just may say make sense? It's just like, I wanted to come to the point to where I had to dig deep inside myself to say, it's worth rejection trying to find a friend. If I'm rejected, I'm being rejected by in my authentic me. But you know what? Here's what I found, and this is where we're going to talk on the other side of this commercial break that we have to take. Here's what I found. I was being so fooled. I was being so lied to by the enemy who walks this earth trying to make us feel lonesome. The truth of the matter is, the people around us and you, my friend, who are listening in your car or in your home, the truth of the matter is there are people just wanting someone to have the courage to step out and say, come over for coffee and let's talk about who we really are. Let's talk about our hurts. Let's talk about our pains. Let's talk about the good things. Let's just talk about life. Let's talk about each other. I'll never forget the moment that I shared Kim, the real Kim, 27 years ago. I will always say that that was the first day that I had felt hope since I was 4 years old, because people knew me and they loved me. And that, my friends, as we're listening, is the foundation of a true friendship, really having the courage to step out. Okay, we're going to finish this conversation. Debbie, hold on. Lassie, we'll be back in just a minute for the callers. If you'd like to call in and even honor a friend, it's 347-324-5246. Press 1 if you'd like to speak. All right, we're going to meet you on the other side in 30 seconds. See you then.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Well, welcome back to Coffee with Kim. I'm so delighted that you're here. If you're listening live or if you're listening to podcasts, we're so happy you're here. Grab pen and paper. We're going to be giving you lots of scripture and information here in a little bit. Before we go back to our guests, I'd like to remind you, if you'd like to know more about our ministry, Roses and Rainbows, which is all based on conversation and true purest form of what we hope is a God-based friendship of all faith, you can please visit our website at www.rosesandrainbows.org. If you're in an area and you would like to host a coffee or like to, I would love to come in and speak in your church or whatever is going on. We'd love to start these groups and do lots of different things in your area. I will personally be leaving for Dallas in the morning. If anybody's going to be in the Dallas area, I'll be speaking at the Global Media Summit sponsored by Christian Women in Media there in the Dallas area. And I will also be doing a special event on April 25th with Lady V from London, so right there in Dallas. So many wonderful things going on. Lots of churches where we're going to be doing Burdens and Blessings retreats. So please check our website. Stay in touch. Please like us at facebook.com/rosesandrainbows and stay a part of who we are. Become a part of our team. We are the remnant of Christ. We are the friends who God has called us to be as we are growing each and every day and learning more about ourselves through our friends. Well, welcome back, Lassie. Debbie probably still on. Lassie, one of the things
that I wanted to us to talk about today that I think is important. And if Debbie has any words, that would be always welcome, or any caller. One of the things that I wanted to talk about, Lassie, is life is not always easy, is it, sweet friend? At any moment, a phone call can change our world. And I wanted to talk to you about that for just a minute, because you are a friend who you've answered a couple of really tough phone calls. And I wanted you to share the value of having those friends around you when it seemed at the moment that your world was crumbling. So I'm going to let you take it from there, Lassie, and tell us a little bit about Lassie and how friends have truly been a rescue crew to you, sweet girl.
Well, I've had a couple of situations like that, but I guess the one that is probably most related to friendships that I had developed over time would be when I received my cancer diagnosis, and that was in August of 2016. And I think what surprised me the most, now, all of my friends that I had grown to love and, build strong relationships with, of course they were there. They were there in so many ways, whatever I needed. But the ones that surprised me the most were the relationships I was developing that I didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. They were acquaintances that reached out either from within my community here in Hereford or through the beauty of social media, that knew me from grammar school or from high school, but they just, people that I didn't realize that I had touched in one way or another felt very open and comfortable telling me that at this point in the middle of that situation. I'm not going to call it a tragedy because I'm still here, and it was a beautiful thing all in all. But you really learn what you've done over the years just by being kind, or the certain way that you smile, or offering to give someone's child a ride home, or I don't even know what I did for some of these people, but they came to me and said, here's what I want to do for you. Here's how I want to help you, because this is how you touched my life. So in the conversation of building strong, true friendships, you can also include building those relationships that you didn't even know were so meaningful to some people. And sometimes that comes through in the midst of a bad situation. Good example of – go ahead. Uh-huh.
No, go ahead.
A good example of that is, and I may have said this the other time I was on the show, but a fellow mom in Luke's class stepped up as soon as she found out what I was going to go through, as soon as she found out I was having treatments. She called me, and she didn't ask. Well, she asked. She said, has someone set up a meal plan for you? Because that's what I want to do. That's where my strength lies. I'm not a good cook. But I want to set up something so all of these people can help you that love you. Mm. And it was the most, everybody tends to have that. But she's not somebody that I would have considered a close, core in that little circle of friends. And it just, it blew me away. And she was there through the entire treatment process. She communicated with every family that was going to bring something over and told them what time and where, and she kept a spreadsheet updated, and it was just so very helpful, and it just really touched me because it's someone that was completely unexpected, and there was such beauty in that.
I think that, I just love that. I love that, and I'll tell you, that speaks volumes to those of us who walk through our everyday just doing small, insignificant things that we think are just, that's just who we are, that's just what we do. And what you're telling me, Lassie, is that I'm building relationships without even knowing that I'm building them. that a smile is another brick on a friendship, that offering to take a child to gymnastics for a busy mom is another build on a friendship. What you're telling me is that it doesn't have to be this great, overwhelming, huge thing that I do to completely impact someone's life to build a friendship. What you're telling me and what you're telling our listeners are, keep doing these little things that we're doing, that they are, they really matter, that while we're sitting face to face with friends and getting to know each other, also it's in the small things that are building what truly became a rescue crew for you. And of course, it wasn't a tragedy looking back at that moment. It was very tragic. A young mom, beautiful kids, a husband traveling. It was very tragic at that moment. And thank God, you know, we look back and it isn't. But at that moment, sitting in that, and to realize that your small kindnesses were building a rescue crew. Listen, we have a caller, and I want to bring this caller on. I don't know who it is, but let's see what she has to add to this wonderful conversation that we have. Caller 2072. Caller 2072. Welcome to Coffee with Kim. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Sherry, and I'm calling also from the Hereford area.
Hey, Sherry. It's so good to hear
you.
Hey,
Sherry.
Voice.
Hey, everyone. I love this conversation. First of all, I love Debbie. I love Kim. I love Lassie. I, too, was a Southern girl that came to Maryland not knowing anyone. And I absolutely identify with what it's like to come to an area and not know anyone. Mm-hmm. And my process was a little different. I think we all have a different way of making friends. I had always had lots and lots and lots and lots of friends. I didn't know what it was like to go somewhere and not know anyone. And I struggled for many, many years trying to be what I thought people wanted me to be. I volunteered a lot. I was a Girl Scout leader, cheerleading coach, youth group leader. And all those years I spent spinning my wheels, I was spinning them for all the wrong reasons. I wanted people to accept me for a facade. And I finally, after many, many years trying to do it the wrong way, did end up meeting some wonderful women that taught me that authenticity and realness and transparency and being who I really was and exposing all of my warts wasn't going to turn people away. And that happened when I went to a coffee. And I know that we've talked a lot about coffee this morning, but it absolutely changed my life. And I feel that the women that are in my life now, although I still have a lot of those other folks in my life, but the women that I call my true friends, and I could name a long list now, and you guys would recognize a lot of them, are absolutely who is supposed to be in my life right now, and I'm where I'm supposed to be. And I've said this, that the Lord has, although I have been a Christian most of my life, the Lord has finally been able to heal my heart to a place where I can look in the mirror and love who I am as well, and know that He uses me even with my backstory. I am so thankful for this ministry and for you, Kim, and Lassie and Debbie, and a lot of the other ladies that I've met along the way. It's really, I feel like I've said this before, I'm in a place where I'm always supposed to be. I'm where I was always supposed to be. And it's like I've arrived. I'm a little bit late in life to arrive, but I've arrived. And I'm so comfortable with my faith and my faith walk. I've been spending a lot of time with a non-believer just because of a committee that I'm on. And I've been put to the test a few times in the last 6 months, and I spent a lot of time with her yesterday, and I actually witnessed my faith to her. I mean, I opened right on up. And I think that although we think that we're safe and secure in our small groups, but God has called us. We're called to be the light unto the world. Mm-hmm. And when we get to that place where we feel comfortable, with knowing that we have a safety net. We have our friends around us that if we fail, they're still going to love us. But we also mm-hmm. have to push ourselves a bit and get out there and continue to spread God's word and his message, and that we have a Savior, and his name is Jesus Christ. And, you know, come see a man that knows everything about me and loves me anyway. And that's kind of where I am right now. I'm really praying for this woman. She's like, I want to come to coffee, but I don't want anything to do with the religion. And I'm like, that's the core of coffee. I mean, that's the core of why we're here, is the love of Jesus for us and our love for him. So that's my 2 cents worth this morning, ladies.
Can I just tell you, it's worth a whole lot more than 2 cents. And may I also tell you that we love and adore you. And I also tell you that you have warmed my heart and every person who was able to hear that this morning, to get to realize that it's not easy, but it's worth it to step out and be our most authentic self, and to not be loved and accepted as a facade, but to have true friendships. Sherry, if you were here, I would just squeeze your head off with such a big hug. I love you. Love you so
much.
As
we would say in the South, I'd hug your neck.
There you go.
Hug your neck.
That's right. I'd hug your neck. That's exactly right. Oh, my gosh. This is the type of friendship that God calls us to. But it is costly, and it does take time, and it does take what I was trying to share with my boys when we first moved here. It takes more of you. It takes you daring to step out and do what you want to do in your heart, but you're just fearful to do. So, Lassie, let's get back to you, sweet girl. You were talking about the things. Oh, my gosh. Can I just stop here and just say, I just love our conversation. Are you all loving this?
I'm loving it.
I hope our listeners are loving it, because I will tell you what, this is to me what makes the world go round. You know, when we can really, when we can find ourselves and not be so lost and not be so lonely. And to you who are sitting there and you're listening and you're thinking, well, that sounds all pie in the sky. And of course, you all have been in church all your lives. And of course, you're Southern girls and people are more open in the South. You know, we can hide behind all those excuses, and we can say it's not for me. But at the end of the day, is that really what you want? Do you really want to just keep hiding behind those excuses? Because I'll tell you what, the rest of us need you. Can I just tell you that? You may feel like that you need friends, but can I just tell you, we need you too? Every person in our lives, every person who walks by us, every person that God allows to trip across our path is someone that's a gift to us. And if we will stop in our busy world, if we'll put our phones down, if we'll really look at each other, we'll see what a gift God has sent us in that person, and the value of their life, the value of the experiences that they've lived. You know, this is why everybody, you know, talks, and Sherry, it's okay that you mentioned coffee a few times, and so was Sherry, because I'm not ashamed of it. We're not selling anything. It is a group that we bring together, and we share ourselves. We don't talk about last names. We don't talk about jobs. We don't talk about denominations, and neither should you, listener. You should find a group that just accepts you for who you are, that will let you sit and cry for an hour if you need to sit and cry. It's okay. We call it the pat and push. We pat each other right where we are, but we get to know one another well enough to push each other to our goals. You know, we each have so much potential in our lives. There's so much more within us, and we're allowing fear and doubt and unacceptance and other people's judgments to hold us back. You know, I just challenge you to step beyond your comfort zone and start to discover who you are. And the best way to do that is to look around and find a friend, find someone, and just say, let's go have coffee. Come to a coffee group. Call Lassie. Call Debbie. Call Sherry. Call me. Get on our Facebook. Connect yourself.
You know, I could not find my group. I couldn't find anyone that I thought didn't look perfect. So I began a group, and I invited women that I thought might could accept someone who wasn't perfect. And you know what I found out? They felt the same as me. They felt imperfect. And you know what? That's good news today. That is such good news. No one around you is perfect. We're all imperfect people, but we're perfectly made to do something to serve a perfect God. So, Lassie, I want to go there and talk because this is who you are. I don't see you striving to be perfect. I see you striving to be that friend of compassion and love. So tell me, sweet girl, when you talked about some of the things that were done to help you in your crisis, that helped build you up, tell me, and as a friend, as someone whom I hear has a crisis, tell us some things that we can do that maybe might seem small that can be a friend running to someone's rescue. You talked about the meals, and I love the practical application. I love the praying. But what are some of those simple things that people did that just helped you get through what you were going through and got you back to the healthy you that you are today? Praise God for that.
I would say some of the words, some of the handwritten notes were more meaningful to me. I mean, it's not a Hallmark card. It's not probably shouldn't have used that. But it's not a card that you buy in the store. It's the blank one that you pour your heart into and maybe share a scripture. And that leads me to one other thing that I don't want to forget to say. And I hope...
Okay.
I would love right now, if there is a listener who's painfully shy, to call in, because I am not shy. I'm an only child. So I feel like all of my friendships develop into really strong friendships, almost like sisters, because I don't have that to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think sometimes when particularly girls don't have many friends, if they have sisters or brothers at home, they have that to rely on, which is amazing and beautiful. But I never had that. I also have never been shy. I'm pretty outgoing. I like to talk to people. I like to learn about them. So I always have a real soft spot in my heart for someone who is shy and does not feel comfortable talking. So if you are that shy person, a handwritten note, and you're thinking to yourself, I'm not the kind of person to walk around the grocery store and smile and start a little conversation in the checkout line. And I'm not, if I go into work into the coffee room, I'm certainly not going to look up and make eye contact because that's just not me. I want to run back to my desk. I just want to make sure that someone that is that personality type also feels comfortable with finding a way to show kindness and to be a friend, because I saw some of that in my situations, even with my daddy's death and just words that people would write and share a story with me, but that they had never been comfortable enough to share face to face. And that too, I brought a friend to coffee one time that at the end of it, she said, I don't think this is for me. Because we were all so used to sharing and being open, and she was a little more shy. And I just want to make sure that everybody feels comfortable with attending a small group like that. Even if you are very shy, it's okay to just sit and listen and just to be. You don't have to feel pressure to share your story right away, although I believe God's going to get in there and that will be your healing when you share. But, sharing right away can be very intimidating for some people. So I wish I had a way to reach out to people that are very shy and try to give some advice. I would say start with handwriting, because those things are very meaningful for me. And I have a drawer with every single card and note that was given to me.
I love that you say a handwritten blank card. You know, what you did, Leslie, is you've given us something that we all can do. You know, I love that. That is something that that we can all do. We can all go by. We could pick up a blank piece of paper and write a note. And that I love that. And I also love that you put the challenge out there for shy people, because it's so easy for us to look and go, well, that's just not me. I can't do that. Sometimes it is us. We just haven't found that part of us. And again, that's kind of what I was telling the boys. It's in you. You've just never had to develop that skill. You've never had to really ask God's power to be at work within you to do what seems uncomfortable outside your comfort zone. That we have to stretch, and we have to do what maybe seems awkward at time, or something that we haven't had to do. And that's okay, because that just helps create and help us to find the person who's really inside us. I love what Sherry said, that she's gotten to the place to where she always was supposed to be. I love that. Don't you love that? But it took work.
Yes, and I feel the same way. I feel the same way. And then another thing, to answer your question again, my friend Chad said to me during that time, you know, I learned when we had a friend going through same thing, and God love her, you know, tragedy did strike with her, with Lily. But Chad told me, he said, something I learned during that is that you don't ask what somebody needs.
Mm-hmm.
You just do.
Right.
You just do. And that might not be a tray of brownies that they're not going to like. It might not have to do with food. But you can just reach out and say, you know what I did today? In your honor, somebody was asking me for a donation, or somebody asked me to do something, or just because I was thinking of you and I had you on my heart, I did something kind for somebody else today.
Mm-hmm.
I bought the guy behind me a Starbucks coffee because I was thinking of you, and I know you would do the same thing if you weren't in debt and pain.
That's right.
I think paying it forward,
mm-hmm.
and even if you can't figure out what somebody needs in that moment, just to let them know that you're thinking of them and that mm-hmm. you'd paid it forward and did something kind for someone else
mm-hmm.
because they were thinking of you. To me, that's a huge honor. It's a huge honor.
Anytime you're thought about and someone does something in your name because of the way you've touched their life, it really is a huge honor. And I want to tell you, Leslie, I cannot believe our hour is up. I told you it was going to go very quickly. But I would like to honor you and thank you, first and foremost, for being my friend and being the friend of so many that you just encouraged. We've watched you walk through some terrifying, then what looked like tragic times, but we've seen your faith grow. We've seen how your friendship has touched so many lives, and that's why I wanted you on the show today. So I thank you, dear friend, so very much. Let's do it again soon. Let's continue this conversation. So thank you again for being here. I want to end the show by saying that I remember watching a few years ago wives, moms showing up at a school. It was on a TV program. But there was one mom who showed up late, and her hair was in disarray. She had forgotten her brownies. She was barely dressed, and all the other moms were just perfect. Everyone seemed to have it together. And she looked out at everyone, and she goes, I can't do it anymore. I'm so tired of trying. I give up. And she goes running out across the baseball field, and she goes and she leans up against the flag pole, and she, with her back to the flag pole, just slides down the pole in just a total collapse in who she was and all she had tried to do. And with tears running down her face, one of the other moms runs up to her and says, what are you talking about? None of us are perfect. We all struggle the way you do. None of us feel adequate. None of us always have it all together. And as she looked down upon the woman who had collapsed, the woman who had collapsed looked up to her with such despair and said, well, we should have been talking. You should have been telling me these things. I didn't know. I felt like I was the only one who wasn't perfect. I just wish someone had told me. And today, friends, that is my cry to each and every one of us, that we look beyond who we think we are to step into who God has made us to be and to realize that he is. Because of him, because of what my dear friend Lassie said, and you've heard through Sherry and Debbie, that he is the one who is our great friend, who can give us the courage to step out and be the friend that we truly want to be. We can step out and see John 15, verse 13 says, greater love has no one than he who would lay down their life for us. That's what Christ did for you today. And then he says, come, call me your friend. Come unto me, ye who are weary and burdened. Come to me. He is the one who challenges, not challenges us, he comforts us by calling us unto himself and to be our friend. So are you looking for a friend today? Do you feel lonesome? Do you just wish that someone knew you from the top of your toes, inside out, upside down, all around and around? Well, he does. He does. And he sings over you. And he invites you into the greatest friendship you'll ever know. There's the beginning of true friendship. I love you. I thank you so much for joining me. This is Kim Crable with Coffee with Kim. Please join us again next time. Bye, everyone.
Thank you for joining Coffee with Kim, a moment where your past pain connects with your future purpose to create your unique and powerful story.